Record that from Candy Staten back to 1976, although it was re-released in 1981. That's called Young Hearts Run Free. While that was on, I was talking to a guy on the phone who's told me that he's operating at the moment on 88 megahertz on about 1.5 watts. He was on last night on a test transmission, and that 1.5 watts is going into a 3 dB gain antenna. He's operating from Beaumont, and the name of the station is Radio Summer. So there's another new one for you if you'd like to tune in for that. Right, to start the programme properly, we're going into our regular feature. We're letting you know what's happening on the free radio scene 1 year ago to the week. During the first week of June 1983, rumours abounded in radio circles that RTE was about to open a third service with local programming for the Greater Dublin area to compete with the Pirates. On the other side of the law, expansion plans were underway also. And on Tuesday, June the 7th, John Hughes opened Radio Dublin Channel 2 at 10 a.m. to mark the start of its new extended schedule. Prior to this, the alternative service had opened at 6 p.m. The following day saw Radio Nova attempt to partially refloat Kiss FM, which had been sunk by the raids, when they split programming on the FM channel to present Dennis Murray on Supernova. And as Mr. Murray rocked, the government was in a special nighttime session to debate Fianna Fáil's local radio bill, which was eventually rejected in favour of coalition proposals, which have yet to be presented before the Oireachtas. On Friday, June the 9th, Nova announced its biggest payoff ever when the £6,000 giveaway was launched. And that night also saw carrier signals appear on 101 MHz and 531 kHz, the frequencies of which had been silent since Thursday, May the 19th, the day of the raid on Sunshine Radio. The following day saw an anorak's party in Howth, where representatives of various stations met to decide their next move. Robbie Dale had, however, already made his decision, and exactly 1 year ago to this very day, the Sunshine returned to the airwaves of Dublin.
This is Sunshine Radio, your station. Thank you for the overwhelming support you have given us over the past 2 years and 9 months, and especially over the last 3 weeks. This has given us the essential encouragement needed to return. And to the Sunshine staff, I would like to extend my sincerest gratitude and voice my admiration of their courage and loyalty. Thank you.
Our song is your song.
Your friends on 539.
We care about you.
On Sunshine Radio. Sunshine Radio. 539.
Thank you. sit together on the sofa with the music way down low. Waited so long for this moment, it's hard to think it's really so. The door is locked, there's no one home. They've all gone out, we're all alone. Susanna, 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 I'm crazy loving you. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. I put my arm around her shoulder, run my fingers through her hair. It's a dream, I can't believe it. It took so long, it's only fair. And then the phone begins to ring, and the strangest voice on the other end of the line says, oh, wrong number, sorry to waste your time. And I think to myself, why now? Why me? Why? Susanna, 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 I'm crazy loving you. Myself beside her, try to take her hand in mine. The moment's gone, the feeling's over. She looks around to find the time. Then she says, could we just sit and chat? And I think, well, that's that. Susanna, 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 I'm crazy loving you. It's a disaster. There seems no point to start again. She says, I think I'd better go. She says goodbye, and I say no. Susanna, 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 I'm crazy loving you.
Most popular records around at the moment, into the British top 40 this week, and it's going to go a lot higher than it is at the moment. It's called Susanna, and it's from the Earth Company. Now, we tried to play that last week, but we didn't get through all of it, as you might have known if you're listening on AM, rather. We were cut off the air before it was ended, and the reason for that was that we were working on the medium wave transmitter, which has been giving some trouble lately, and it's been blowing fuses over the past few weeks, which has had us on and off medium wave for quite a while. Last Sunday, an OptiMod compression unit was fitted to improve the audio quality, and it worked quite well, but we were still having power problems. And at exactly 3 o'clock last Sunday afternoon, the medium wave shut down rather violently, blowing a couple of of fuses in the process to the studio, which put us off the air. We are back on FM within 10 minutes, but the medium wave still needs some work done on it yet. Seems that a new audio transformer is in order there, and our engineers are working flat out to rewind a new one, and hopefully we should be back on 10:35 with improved audio quality very soon. They're talking about either tomorrow or the day after, certainly early in the week anyway. But we weren't the only ones with technical problems during the week. Radio Dublin seemed to have its share of the gremlins as well, as Jerry Jones explains.
Remember, put up with the squeaks tonight because it won't be lasting forever. It's all in the aim of getting better sound out of Radio Dublin. That's why we're currently adjusting our equipment, so don't worry about it this evening. But last night we couldn't even get through the letters, so if you think you're bad tonight with the sound quality, if you had your letter for last night, you are really in a desperate position, because with the equipment the way it was, it simply wasn't viable to do Dusty's trailers proper last night. Therefore, we were mixing records left, right and centre. Had some good compliments after that programme, actually. And why are we sweating with those mixes? But actually, they went out pretty well, including the Duran Megamix. That was on last night's programme. And remember, everything returning back to normal slots and everything from next week.
Up to now, Radio Dublin Channel 1 has been using two Biogroup SM500, which are five-channel mixers, in its studio, which have taken quite a bit of hammering and a few cups of tea poured down them as well, since they came into service on Friday the 5th of January 1982. This week they were replaced, and so all programmes from last Thursday came from the Channel 2 studio, relayed on medium wave via the 98.8 FM transmitter, which developed a desperate hum on it, resulting in very bad audio quality while the main studio was being rewired. So normal programming was abandoned, all features were cancelled, and music was pumped out non-stop while the work continued. And incidentally, it was quite difficult to put out the music too, considering that one of the record decks had packed up also. That's the thing about pirate radio, it never rains, it absolutely pours when anything goes wrong. But I believe that everything has since been sorted out now, and both channels are apparently back on their respective frequencies, Channel 1 on 1188 and 98.8, and Channel 2 on 1152 AM. And what is the, no, it's 98.8 actually is the Channel 2, and the Channel 1 is on 97.5. I used to get confused even when I was in there about those frequencies, but anyway, Channels 1 and 2 going along as normal now, despite a couple of technical problems which seem to have been solved. It's Annabelle at 23 minutes past... No, it's not. It's 17 minutes past 2. I forgot to bring the brain with me in this morning. And we'll be back in a few moments' time after we hear from Paul Young with a quick snippet of Andromeda Independent Radio in Manchester.
Since you've been gone, shut my eyes and I fantasize that you're here with me. Will you ever return? I won't be satisfied till you're by my side. Don't wait any longer.
Come back. Why don't you come back? Please hurry. Why don't you come back? Please hurry.
Come back and stay for good this time. Goodbye. I was trying to hide what I felt inside till you passed me by. You said you'd return. You said that you'd be mine till the end of time. But I'm waiting any longer. Why don't you come back?
Please hurry. Why don't you come back? Please hurry.
Come back and stay for good this time.
Did you ever
come back and
love?
Stay for good this time?
Why don't you come back? Please hurry, why don't you come back? Please hurry, why don't you come back? Please hurry.
Just come back and stay.
From Paul Young on Annabelle and Radio Caroline Dublin combined on AM and FM. Take it from his album No Parlay, that's a track from him called Come Back and Stay. And of course Paul is supporting Elton John in his concert next Saturday in the RDS. If you have it heading along to that, we'll see you there.
Radio Annabelle.
Andromeda Independent Radio.
Music time.
There's a strand of her long, long hair. And in my room, still her perfume floats upon the air. And in my top drawer, there's a letter that she wrote to me. Said, I don't want your love anymore. I'm about to set you free. I thought she was another girl, just another girl like any other girl. Too late, I discovered, well, she was the girl I love. There's a cup with a lipstick stain still standing in the sink. And the tin of coffee that she bought last week, that's the one that I still drink. Seems so long ago, oh God, was it only yesterday? When she threw all the peas in an overnight bag and she went out on her way. I thought she was another girl, just another girl like any other girl. Too late, I discovered, well, she was the girl I love. All that's left is a photograph on the table by my bed. And the words of love she once spoke to me, I still hear in my head. I see her in my empty room, and all that I can see, a lonely years without a love that feels like eternity. I thought she was another girl, just another girl like any other girl. Too late I discovered, well, she was the girl I
on 88 megahertz in the VHF band. This is Andromeda.
Andromeda Independent Radio.
May the force be with you.
Thank you to Mark Terry for the radio report for this time. This is Andromeda for the first time on 88 MHz VHF. We'd like to know how you are receiving us. If you care to write to us and tell us just how reception was, our address is Andromeda Radio, 26 Brown Street, Manchester 2. Community news, and the second time I've had to mention this is now, because a year ago I mentioned it as well. It's the Broadbottom Party at the Broadbottom Community Centre in Broadbottom, would you believe? It's organised by Hyde Against the Missiles, and it takes place on Saturday the 10th of July at 8 p.m. with live music by a band called Myth, and a late bar and food. It's 125 if you're earning a wage, 75p if you're not. And the phone number is 366 for information. This number, 366-9198. In the evening time, or if you wish, you can go along and pay at the door. Folk music. The Clarence Stamford Street in Ashton. Every Tuesday evening is a folk night with guest singers. That's the Clarence Stamford Street, Ashton. And something for free is happening by way of an exhibition at the Greenfield High School. They present an exhibition called Design and Craftwork in Metal. That's at Hyde Library on Union Street in Hyde, and that's taking place from now until Saturday the 17th of July, Monday to Friday from 10 till 7 in the evening, and on Saturday from 10 till 4. That's the Greenfield High School Design and Craftwork in Metal at Hyde Library on Union Street. This is Andromeda Radio with the community news. If you have something that you're involved in and you'd like it publicised, then write to us at Andromeda and we'll give you a mention on the air. From the Pennines, at the top of the dial, this is Andromeda Independent Radio.
Send your reception reports, comments and suggestions to Andromeda Independent Radio, 26 Brown Street, Manchester 2. That's Andromeda Independent Radio, 26 Brown Street, Manchester 2.
Good music radio.
That was recorded last summer in Manchester. It's a broadcast from Andromeda Independent Radio. That's an interesting station. They operate from one tape deck. What they do is these two guys go up the mountains every Sunday morning with a tape deck and a 12-volt car battery, and they broadcast back down the mountain on 4 watts into a high beam antenna, and they cover most of Manchester in perfect stereo on 88 megahertz. So if you're ever over that way over the weekend, give them a try. They were on the air up to a couple of months ago now. I don't know whether the PNT or the GPO or whatever over in Britain have caught up with them by now, but certainly they're well worth listening to. They put an awful lot of effort into their programming, everything recorded in beautiful Dolby enhanced stereo. So if you are over that way, perhaps you'd like to give them a listen. It's just coming up to 2:30 on Annabelle, time for a commercial break.
Right, Joxer, where's the crowbar? Oh, look, another one of these wee fit door jobs. You're putting us out of business. Look, let's do the house next door. At least we won't need a JCB to get into that one.
Don't let yours be the house next door. Sleep safe behind our solid mahogany doors fitted with the latest security devices. Contact We Fit Doors for doors which combine elegance and security. Call in today to We Fit Doors, 141 Parnell Street, because we fit doors professionally. Remember, We Fit Doors.
Looking for a really good venue to hold a reception, 21st party, wedding reception or any function? Then the Ivy Rooms, 80 Parnell Street opposite the Ambassador Cinema is just the place. The Ivy Rooms offer first-class facilities, luxurious surroundings, bar extension and great food. The Ivy Rooms, 80 Parnell Street. Telephone 745253.
You, the music, and Radio Annabelle.
Got much to say, but he loves me, loves me, loves me. I know that he loves me anyway. And maybe he don't dress fine, but I don't really mind, 'cause every time he pulls me near, I just wanna cheer. Let's cheer for the boy. Let's give the boy a hand. He's my loving one-man show. Oh, 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 let's hear it from the boy. My baby may not be rich, he's watching every dime, but he loves
loves me, loves me, loves me. We always have a real good time. And maybe he sings off key, but that's alright by me, yeah. 'Cause what he does so well, makes me wanna yell. Let's give it up the boy. Ah, let's give the boy a hand. Let's hear it from my baby. You know you gotta understand, yeah. Oh, maybe he's no Romeo, but he's my loving one man show. Oh, 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 let's hear it from the boy.
Williams singing one of the most popular disco dance tracks around at the moment from the motion picture Footloose, and that's called Let's Hear It for the Boy. It's Annabelle on AM and FM, AM through Radio Caroline Dublin on 1125 kHz, FM under our own power on 98 and 92 MHz BHF. And if you'd like to call us with free radio news, views or info, our phone line is open at 746390. Gerard Rowe on the radio until 3 o'clock. I would appreciate a call if you want to pass on any information to us. I promised you we'd be delving into political piracy, and it seems that it's hit the airwaves again in the run-up to the European elections this week, with Radio Sinn Féin returning to the air around Dublin, as the Evening Herald reported on Thursday last. The article, headed Government to Crack Down on Provo Radio, stated that the station operating on AM and FM was on the air to promote Sinn Féin candidate John Noonan in the European elections later on this week, since he was banned from coverage on RTE under Section 31 of the Broadcasting Act. Although no frequencies were mentioned in the write-up, it did say that the station would be on the air until June the 14th, which is polling day, and meanwhile, under a Supreme Court ruling in July 1982, the Department of Communications has been ordered to track and close the station, which is believed to be operating from a mobile unit. Despite the publicity it's received, I haven't heard Radio SF yet and haven't heard anyone who has, so if you have or you know of its frequencies, I'd appreciate a call so we could monitor it and have a listen. Now, radio has long been used as a medium of spreading political messages to the populace, particularly in the Second World War when the Germans took over Radio Luxembourg, and even today propaganda continues to beam back and forth between the Voice of America and Radio Moscow. Here in Ireland, the last time the Pirates were affected by political tension was back in April 1981 in the height of the hunger strike campaign, when several stations were forcibly taken over by Republican sympathisers. Radio City in Cable Street was occupied shortly before close down on Wednesday, April the 22nd, by Fianna Éireann, who held a demonstration rally outside the studio to ensure that they stayed on the air. On Friday, April the 24th, Radio Carousel in Dundalk was overpowered, and Hugh Hardy was forced to play a 20-minute taped broadcast in support of Bobby Sands' campaign. On Tuesday, May the 28th, there was a simultaneous H-block raid on Radio Dublin and Sunshine Radio at 10:20 p.m. Both stations shut down their transmitters, and seven protesters were arrested in the grounds of Radio Dublin, as Paul Trainer reported in the station's news bulletin.
About 10 youths, one girl, attempted to enter the station but were unable. The youth stated that they were H-block protesters and wanted to make a H-block broadcast. Gardaí arrived within 1 minute of a call to Dublin Castle and remanded seven youths. The station's broadcasts were not interrupted during the incident. It is also reported that other H-block protesters attempted to get into the studio.
Serious damage on the image of Irish Free Radio. Following their failure to get on the air, the protesters proceeded to vandalise the studio, and when they finally left, Eamon Cook set about repairing the damage he had done, and Radio Dublin returned to 253 metres on low power for his weekly news broadcast.
Well, this morning, we had a H-block protesters' invasion headed over young Fiona Erden, H-block from Lord knows where or not. Actions, of course, were more like the crowd of animals, fairly well half-starved, judging by the amount of food they seem to have used up in the station while they were here. But there you are. That's apparently the antics of what's going round these days. Up to this morning, I had the greatest of sympathy for a young lad who believes in what he's doing. He has ideals, he's sticking by them, and he's willing to die for it. That was up to this morning, but personally right now I couldn't care less if he dropped dead. last Tuesday we had roughly the same crowd of protesters up here. Knocked at the door and they wanted to broadcast the H-block tape, and they were told no, that was the end of it. So since then we've fairly well tightened up security and all the rest of it. Things fairly well shut down automatic as soon as there's problems. It takes a while to get us back on the air again, unfortunately, but there you are. Today we're back on, but you'll probably notice if you're on our main channel that power is down. Down a fair bit, and it'll take a while to get us back up to normal. But it's possibly safer that way. As I said, that was the situation last Tuesday. Everybody departed away from the door nice and peaceful. I think I'd made it plain long ago that we weren't willing to be taken over by any group to just broadcast obscenities or whatever, as has been done to a couple of stations here in the city. There's nothing wrong with coming in, doing an interview on tape. We'll edit it down if there's any vulgar language used, and we'll broadcast it fairly well intact if it can be kept within reason. That was made fairly plain to anyone who was interested, but apparently these lads don't want that. They just want to move in, take over a station, as they did here now, burst two windows through the front door, break up anything in sight. Whether you're standing in the way or not, it's immaterial. It'll take me some little while now to get back the use of a left arm, but there you are. The lads don't seem to matter, and they apparently think they get sympathy from such actions. The Gardaí, well, I can't say that they were a terrible great help this morning, anything but. I don't know exactly how long it took to get here, but I'm sure it took 10 minutes or more after the phone call went out. And the best they could do was watch a group of 20 or more people walk out of the station, walk down the road, and off into the distance, and that was it. No action, whatever. The net result is that the very misfortunate ratepayers and taxpayers of Dublin City are going to hand out a few pound for malicious damage, as happens to any malicious damage claims around the city. They don't seem to forget that, but perhaps they're not interested. That was this morning's attitude.
Following those rather dramatic events, Radio H-Block appeared on 298 metres medium wave for the duration of the hunger strike campaign, and Radio Sinn Féin was last heard on the air in support of the Sinn Féin candidate in the recent local elections for Dublin Central. This report was presented purely for factual information purposes. I'd like to make it clear that I in no way support the use of radio, pirate or otherwise, for the promotion of subversive propaganda for any cause.
Shift the shot! Do you read me anymore? This line is bad and fading. Ship to shore, answer my call. Send me a signal, a beacon to bring me home. I have been to see the world, tasted life at every turn, and all the time your face came back to haunt me. Still in love with you.
Minutes to 3 o'clock on Annabelle and Caroline Dublin, and that's Christopher taken from his album The Getaway, a track called Ship to Shore, which we play for all the offshore anoraks listening out, the guys that stay up to all hours of the morning listening to Caroline and Radio Laser. I did promise you last week that I'd have a recording of Laser this week. Unfortunately, I have to renege on that. Didn't have a chance to get one for you this week, so we'll see what we can do for next Sunday. And incidentally, we play that Christopher record for Dominic Byrne and Fergal Steenson, two avid anoraks on the north side who hear everything that squeaks on the band. They really are really, really keen on the whole thing. We had quite an important radio anniversary this week, which I must admit caught me totally by surprise when I stumbled across it last Tuesday, which is June the 5th. It saw Manx Radio, the first independent local station in the British Isles, celebrate 20 years on the air. The station broadcasts from the island's capital, Douglas, on 219 metres, 1368 kHz, and 96.9 FM stereo, both of which can be heard clearly in Dublin. Last Tuesday's broadcast consisted of a live OB disco party and recorded messages of congratulations from other IBA locals on the British mainland. The station, although centred very much on the island, also has a considerable audience in Dublin and on the west coast of Britain. My favourite presenter on Manx is a guy called Stu Lowe, who hosts the early evening programme each weekday. Now, the guy is an absolute master of the ad-lib and has a very spontaneous presentation style. If you haven't heard him yet, here's a short snippet.
Tremendous. It's a super show, Stuart, isn't it? Great. How about something for Mummy?
I'm life still goes on. I can't get used to living without, living without, living without you by my side. I don't want to live alone. Hey, God knows, got to make it on my own. So baby, can't you see, I've got to break free.
Another good track from the team called Queen.
Break free.
20 minutes to 9 o'clock, I can tell you who's won our little competition with Castle Sound. Busy on the phone tonight with this one, I'll tell ya! The winners on the Isle of Man as well, the backtrack went sort of like this. The winner resides in Dalton Street. It's, of course, a Margaret Jones. Holla Mesa, we're trying to keep up with the Joneses. Margaret Jones, 16 Dalton Street, Douglas. Ah, correct caller she was as well. Her favourite single at the moment is Phil Collins and Against All Mods. And, well, she was quite right. She actually did say, although I gave it to her, "Wherever I wave my hat." Was it Paul Young by any chance? And it certainly was. There's another one as well, Broken Man from Paul Jones's, Paul Young's album. He's on our love line. Sorry, Paul, carry on.
By the look in your eye, I can tell you're gonna cry. Is it over me? If it is, save your tears, for I'm not worth it, you see. For I'm the type of boy who is always on the road. Wherever I lay my hat, that's my home. I'm telling you, that's my home. You had a romance, did you break it by chance over me? And so I'd like for you to know that I'm not worth it, you see. For I'm the type of boy who is always on the road. Wherever I lay my hat, that's my home. That's my home. Oh, you keep telling me, you keep telling me I'm your man. What do I have to do to make you understand? For I'm the type of guy who gives a girl the eye, everybody knows. But I love them and I leave them, break their hearts and deceive them everywhere I go. Don't you know that I'm the type of man who is always wherever I lay my hat, that's my home. Wherever I lay my hat, oh, that's my home. Yeah, that's my home. I don't like it that way. I'm coming home.
good old Youngie, as I say, he's on the love line with Broken Man as well tonight. Margaret Jones picks up the Castle Sounds competition tonight. And we'll be stopping again and having a bit of fun and involvement on the other side of 9. Don't forget 9:30's love line time. Dedications 24144. The lines are full at the moment, but I'm getting back to the lines to clear a couple of them. So if you've got a dedication you want to get off your chest, do it on 24144.
Radio Annabelle.
That was a quick blast of Stu Lowe on Manx Radio, broadcasting live from the Isle of Man on 219 and 96.9 VHF. Well worth the listen. Tune into that guy at night time. He's really amazing. A couple of test transmissions to tell you about. During the week on 92.8 was Radio Amanda. Not sure exactly where it was coming from. Somewhere in Glasnevin on extremely low power. Hasn't been heard since, but that was there at some stage. And plans are already underway to get something on the air over the summer for the south side on VHF. I had a couple of people contacted me after last week's programme, and they're interested in starting up a new station for the south side on FM, although they are looking for a VHF transmitter. So if you have one for sale, fairly high powered, and you'd like to sell it, well, you contact me, I'll put you in touch with those concerned.
You got me coming with answers, all of which I demand. I said it again, but could I please rephrase it? Maybe I can catch a ride. I couldn't really put it much plainer, but I'll wait till you decide.
A track from them called New Moon on Monday. 3 minutes to 3 o'clock, just about winding things up for this Sunday. Just before I go, just to remind you that the Community Broadcasting Cooperative will be opening on July the 20th for Radio Donnybrook. And it appears that the money trees at that line, the entrance to Nova Park, must be in full bloom again. It's time to flash the cash once more. And this time it's £10,000 worth, £5,000 each for Dublin and overseas listeners. It's the same story of a payoff to the 50th caller in each location. And it seems that they intend hitting the British market with a spectacular promotion. And certainly £10,000 should do it. They're also selling t-shirts at the moment for £5 each, but they'll have to shift an awful lot to raise £10,000. Radio Nova currently doing a massive promotion yet again. £10,000 giveaway, Europe's biggest ever. We'll see if we can pull together something like that on Annabelle Sunday. I'll see you again next Sunday at the same time, same place. Until then, all the best. Thank you for listening. Goodbye, good luck, good listening. Here's Christine McPhee.
You lifted me up, never let me down. Thinking about you every day and night. Ooh, I got a lot,
I got somebody's
love,
got a hold on me.
Yeah, I got a lot,
I got somebody's love.
the tears, but I can't count the cost.
Say Never thought I could face going one step beyond when I knew.